Hey. Okay, this is just me figuring out the buttons. You ready? Woo. Hey.
Let's do this.
Welcome back to the, I'm going to call it the Elaborators, I reckon. I feel like today we could be Elaborators. It's good to be with you. My name's Justin. What's your name?
Simon.
This whole beautiful space was your idea. Tell us a little bit about what you've done with the place. I love some of the conceptual work.
So I started with a box full of foam. Literally on the walls. And we have decked it out in a lovely looking studio.
Yeah.
And hopefully we've got a nice, interesting podcast to go.
Absolutely. I think it should be fun. But basically we are here to do things that are not Sunday things. Is that right?
Yes, that's the hope.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing. You get an applause for that.
Justin's just playing with all the buttons. He loves it.
I love it. This beautiful space. Congratulations on building it and thank you for doing it. It is going to be part of our ongoing way of talking to people through any number of different things that are a little bit easier to participate in sometimes than, say, Sunday.
Yes.
You're a parent. Sometimes Sunday doesn't quite go to plan.
Certainly on the way to church.
But when you're here, I mean, it's all perfect, isn't it?
Of course.
It's no worry. So, but but what's your heart with making this space and sort of helping Stan, myself, and others go realize something? We've talked about podcasting for a long time,
Yeah. But
you've sort of really given it some reason to be here other than just, can we talk some more, please?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly the talks are more pleased, but I think that's because we are pretty passionate about getting content out there more than just the 1 hour on a Sunday. So from that Monday to Saturday, whatever the days are left after a Sunday, there's discipleship content, there's growth content out there.
Yeah.
And a podcast for all those people that are podcast listeners in the cars, on the way to works, commutes, train riders.
Yeah, I do love a good podcast. I've got a whole bunch of them and you'll often hear we talk about them. But obviously one of the things that certainly I know Stan loves to listen to, leadership podcasts. I love to listen to – I listen to podcasts about sciencey things and all sorts of things with the kids in the car. And so hopefully what we'll be doing is inviting guests in on this thing. Mm-hmm. But what we wanted to do as a first ever – podcast for WBC is get stuck into the very next series, I believe.
Yes, that is starting this on October 23, whenever you're listening to this one. It's Finding Peace is the series.
Yeah. And have you found it?
Not in the lead up to it.
Yeah. So I think, and it's we're trying not to be too flippant about this one because obviously at this end of the year and whenever you're listening to this, we're producing this in October as we all stare at those December deadlines and think, oh my goodness, it's going flat chat. What does your world look like right now?
My church world or my home world?
Oh, yes, yes, my, yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, I think it is that calm before the storm. I mean, I feel like everyone's in like a mild storm. And then we're all looking towards December when the real storm comes.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's very much where we are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, hopefully some things that we can bring to the Sunday expression and the during the week expression over this next month or so can help with, you know, your home life, your spiritual life, spiritual discipleship, friendship, all of those things, the above. Is there anything you want to add?
For that series, well, we've got like some real good topics getting covered. We've got a good mix of speakers, Stan and Deanna and Justin and Ineke, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think you were all preaching at some point.
I should probably
put it in your calendar.
I should probably check why I don't know that that's happening.
No?
As the crickets chirp.
We'll be covering burnouts and anxieties and stress and worries and sorrow to joys, all these kind of topics.
All these things,
That we're all in the battle of.
Yeah.
And we have to get through to.
The human experience of it all. Well, I look forward to speaking to you some more, my friend. But for now, could I invite our special guest onto the show?
Absolutely. I'll hand over the reins.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite to the podcast for the very first time you've ever heard it, Pastor Stan Ritchie. Yeah. Total pro.
Give me a table. Total pro. On the platform. You know? I don't know about this. We'll have to see how this plays out for us.
Yeah, you're going to be right?
Let's go and see.
Let's try it. Welcome back. This is Pastor Stan is in the house. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks for that.
You've got your computer in front of you. This could be interesting. We're about to head into a series that I think started a couple of months ago forming in your head. Where does it form? Where does it start for these things?
Well, this series actually is a different series than originally planned for this season. I was going to do a series that we're calling Habits that will be next year, around the first term of next year, something like that. Because we decided to push that out because we felt like after coming back from 2 years of lockdowns and everything and observing the world around us and observing myself, observing you, observing Simon.
You were not observing me. Stop it.
Yeah, I was observing you more. That you just took a holiday, right?
I did, and I'm feeling fine.
Everything's fine again.
It's fine.
You're only 4 days back.
So exactly. We can ruin that for you quickly.
So looking at that, what the sense was that people are struggling to find peace.
Mm-hmm.
They're overwhelmed, they're worried, they're burdened. A lot of people are teetering on burnout. And I think that term is probably overused a bit today. But yeah, I also think that a lot of people are very close to that.
So, I mean, all of those phrases, all of those words are words that you could use almost any time of the year around any bunch of humans, and a bunch of people would put up their hands. What do you think it is that's feeling so different this year? Have you tried to put your finger on it?
Well, I think personally, coming out of the pandemic, if we're out of it, I don't know, I called this whole year COVID hangover, but
yeah,
I found this year way more challenging and way more stress-inducing and anxiety-inducing and everything than I did the 2 years that we were going through it, because things were more clearly defined. We were very limited in what we could do and things. So, but coming out, you've got all the expectations you put on yourself. You've got expectations from others and everything. And it just adds to that anxiety. And everybody's there. It's not just me, but I'm speaking from my own experience. I believe that people's stress levels and anxiety levels and everything are far greater now than they were pre-pandemic.
Okay, we're not going to point to any empirical data for that, but that's how it feels at the moment.
We'll do that in the series.
Okay, we'll bring
some of that out in the series.
Good. Yeah. Because I think anytime you get around a bunch of human beings that have real jobs and real lives, people are going to say there's stress and there's anxiety and those sorts of things. But my take on it is that things that feel like they should have been simple aren't.
Yeah.
You and I have had these conversations. Can you just do that? And you think, yeah, I'm sure I can. And then a week later, you think, I couldn't.
Right. So many times. This year, our theme was proceed with caution.
Yeah. How'd you go with that?
We thought we had learned some things from those 2 years, especially 2021. We came into 2021. And if you remember, we started with a series called Rebuild.
Right? Rebuild.
So we were ready to take it on. And we're going to rebuild this sucker and everything after the catastrophic 2020.
Yeah.
And then 2021 was even more catastrophic in terms of lockdowns and all of that. So we decided, okay, we're going to proceed with caution. And that worked well for about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Yeah. I gave it 6.5. Yeah.
Because we all want to do more.
Sure.
And we want to be operating at an optimum level where we're doing everything with excellence and we're meeting everyone's expectations, including our own.
Mm-hmm.
I think we put that on ourselves more than other people.
Sure.
Do.
Yeah.
And we just want to be back to ministering with excellence and meeting people's needs and just growing the kingdom.
And shouldn't we know how to do that? And shouldn't we have learned? And again, a lot of people, and we've heard this phrase, we're going to learn lessons. What lessons have we learned through pandemic? What's the church of tomorrow look like? You know, all those kinds of things that we assumed we might know.
Well, we actually started going through that in 2020. March is really when the whole world started locking down and everything. So round about the end of April, I remember the first thing we thought was, okay, we'll be back by Easter.
Back by Easter.
Do you remember that? And then we, in May, we started thinking, okay, when we come out of this, what lessons have we learned? What have we started doing that we'll keep doing? And what are we going to not bring back that we, you know, did before and everything? Started planning for coming out. And then we didn't come out for a long, long time. So I think all of that's contributed to peace and things. One thing that I heard recently, I think it was Craig Rochelle said that if your strategy is the same as it was in 2019, you need a new strategy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's why some things are so much more difficult. And I apply that to the church clearly because that's what we do here. We lead a church and we try to do church. But I think that's true in life. if we try to do everything the same way, we think things are just going to be back to normal 2019 and previous, then we're kidding ourselves and we're frustrating ourselves. And again, that produces a lack of peace and anxiety and stress all over the place.
The word shalom is one that I've got a few friends that actually sign their emails with shalom. Dr. Phil. Shout out to Dr. Phil, who's out there, one of our good friends here at WBC. But shalom is a Hebrew word that, you know, we sort of say it means peace, but it's a very broad word, and it's encapsulating all of who God is and all that he has for us. And so one of the things that to greet each other and to bless each other on the way in and way out with shalom is a very powerful thing to say. But my experience as a Christian would suggest that not many people carry it with them between the hello and goodbye of it all. Yeah. I mean, you've been a Christian for a long time, so, you know, you'd be pretty good at carrying shalom with you, wouldn't you?
Ask those around me.
But again, this is the distance, and I don't want to get stuck into our personalities because we have personality types and the way we just process the world around us. But one of the key theme across this whole series is finding peace, which suggests that there's a search that's going on. So give us a few thoughts on what we're going to be doing to search for peace.
Wow, that's. Yeah, a few ideas. There's so many ideas. we're going to actually tackle some of the things that in my history have not been common to talk about in the church.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about worry, anxiety, fear, depression, things like that. And those things in my background were taboo.
And largely speaking, we're talking about our mental health with those things. So there's our spiritual health. Mm. We don't mind talking about that because it's a little bit hard to define whether someone's, you know, amazingly spiritual or not. But our mental health affects how we sleep, how we eat, how we interact with others, everything, right?
Right. And the thing is, you said that we talk about our spiritual health, but in the church we haven't talked about our mental health and things. And the problem with that is that we're whole people.
Right.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Our spiritual, our mental, our physical, mm-hmm. or emotional, all those things are connected. And when we try to isolate any one of those, we're kidding ourselves that we're going to find that peace because they're all interacting. When you're stressed, you're going to get physically sick, right?
Yeah.
People all around us are sick right now. I border on being sick most of the time because I can be a bit of a stress head. But all those things are connected in the spiritual side of it. And we've made in the church historically the mental health side of it, we've treated that like it's not a spiritual thing, and you're unspiritual if you're depressed or you're anxious, because we're not supposed to be anxious for anything.
Yeah.
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 that not to worry about everyday life and all these things, and there's heaps of scriptures that talk about not worrying.
Yeah.
So we conclude that if I'm worrying, well, I've got a spiritual problem. If I'm depressed, I've got a spiritual problem, and a Bible verse is going to fix it.
Right.
You know, and so we've diminished or downplayed at best this whole topic around mental health. And as we actually start this series and start this podcast, I want to be very clear that we are pastors, we are theologians to a degree.
We give it a crack.
We are not mental health professionals. Mm-mm. We're not psychologists or psychiatrists or anything like
that. Although I've watched a lot of episodes of Frasier. Does that count?
I prefer, what was the one Bob Hope was in?
I don't know. What series was he in? All in the Family? I don't know.
No, that was the Stop It one.
That was, the Stop It sketch comes from SNL.
That was on, I think it was a TV
Was it really? Show. Anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen,
Newhart,
this is why.
Bob Newhart.
The Bob Newhart
the
show?
Bob Newhart show, yeah.
I was going to say.
But it was a sketch on SNL. But anyway, honestly, that's... His approach was the approach I took in church.
Yeah. It's like, just stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Or you're going to get buried alive in a box. And for all of those that have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Should we post that in the show notes? Do we have show notes yet, Simo?
Maybe that would be good. But that's the mentality.
But the point of that whole joke was that Bob Newhart was the psychologist, and he would just tell the patient to just stop it.
Right.
Because why not? Why not just stop it? And a little bit of that is, well, that's how I was raised.
Yep.
And so I think the awareness factor is out there. There's a lot more research and a lot more resilience being taught to people as well. But we need We always need more, and we need a common ground to speak about it.
Yeah, yeah. So we need that common ground. And again, we'll be taking things from a spiritual perspective, and we'll talk about what God's word says about anxiety and fear and depression. And we'll see characters in scripture, even Jesus,
yes,
going through deep emotional times, so that we can understand, first of all, it's okay to feel stress and anxiety and even to be depressed and things. Those things are normal. And as we do that, we will see the pathways out of it from a spiritual perspective. But like I said, we're not psychologists and psychiatrists. It could be that people actually need more than what we're going to do because we're whole people. Mm-hmm. And in one of the sermons, I'm going to give you a bit of a spoiler right here, but you're going to find out that sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is get some rest and eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk about that in the second week, I think.
Absolutely. There's huge power in actually paying attention to the fact that your body needs to reset. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. I think one of the main things, of course, that we'll be talking about is just reiterating that some of the simple truths that we forget. God cares for you. God loves you. You're a creation of God. But I believe it would be safe enough for me to say live here on this podcast that we're not going to tell you that you can just say one prayer or claim one thing and fix it.
We're actually going to tell you the opposite.
The opposite. So I was going to make that, I didn't want to be a spoiler alert either. But I think
that would be flippant. And yes, we're actually going to be flipping through Philippians a little bit.
That's terrible. That's no. I'm sorry. I just no. We tried to get through the whole podcast without a dad joke, but it was worth it. Look, here you go. You can have some applause for it. No, that's enough of that.
So you're in your happy place right now. You're finding peace, aren't you, Justin?
I love finding peace when I'm honestly one of my favorite places, and this is maybe part of it too, is discovering how you're wired. I've always loved recording studios, radio studios, these kind of confined spaces. And my little analogy for this is I probably feel okay in these spaces because I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm in control of everything, right? Mm-hmm. But you step out of these spaces, and whatever that means for you, there's a place that you probably feel most in control. And then as you broaden that through the day, maybe going out into the office or going out into the shops or whatever it is, that's where you're reminded of the things you're not in control of.
Driving in traffic in Wyndham.
Driving in traffic. Exactly, exactly. And you are such a calm driver.
I'm calm about everything. You talked about personality types.
Yeah.
I'm that calm, relaxed presence.
Sure. I haven't got a button for that. What's the where's the button for But yes, no, the driving alongside friends or your spouse or whatever is a good example of how you operate in stress situations. But the reality is most times we can't predict what's going to impact us and affect us. And I think part of maybe what we're going to try and do in these podcasts and other things that we create is to give some tips and tricks. And one of mine over the many, many years has been to find a quiet place. Anyone that knows me knows that my house is never quiet, but to find a quiet place and to do a journal. And when I look back at the times where I felt most like I was A, closest to God, and B, at peace with myself, was in those times where I had that discipline really cooking in my life. But then, of course, interruptions happen, and sometimes you just need to be reminded of the simple things. So I'm just preaching to myself here about the habits that help me. But what is it that helps you find peace?
Wow. I'm actually hoping that during this series that I'm going to be doing a fair bit of the preaching that I'm actually able to.
You're going to be learning?
I'm going to be figuring that out. But really, it's... I find peace when I tick things off of the list of all the things that are there.
I was going to say you've ticked me off heaps. So does that help? Or?
No, that doesn't bring me peace.
I'm sorry. I need no for that joke. I get one of these too. That's fine.
Yeah, ticking you off brings me great anxiety and stress. But no, seriously, for some people, some people are big on Sabbathing. You're big on journaling and things. And I try for the last 10 years or so, I've been actually much better at Sabbathing than I was the first 45 years of my life.
Right.
But what I find though is when I Sabbath and I try to shut down and not do anything, I actually get more stressed.
Because the mind doesn't stop.
Because the mind doesn't stop.
Yeah,
and I try to make the mind stop and it doesn't. And one thing I do, I actually officiate sports.
Yep.
And when I'm out there officiating gridiron or umpiring baseball, I can't be thinking about the next sermon. I can't be thinking about the budget. I can't be thinking about our policies and kids safe and all that stuff because I got to be really focused.
For those of you that don't know, church doesn't just happen for 1 hour on a Sunday. We actually have to – the preaching and the singing is almost like the joyous fun bit of it. But really, running an organization like this is full of all those details, all those loose ends. The same as any other organization that you have to deal with packaging it. Yeah.
Right. You've got staff, you've got volunteers, you've got so much to deal with there. And for me, finding peace might be out there on the gridiron field or on the baseball diamond because it gives me a place that I don't have to think or I can't think about all the stuff that will stress me out. Now, there's other stuff. You get yelled at a lot when you're
do you? Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, being an umpire is probably not the easiest thing, but yeah.
Right, but it's different. It's a different part of the brain or something, I guess, and it gives me that release.
I reckon we could get a guest on this podcast to help us understand some of those things too.
Yes, I hope.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Yep. Hey, listen, this is going to be a great series. I believe, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, you'll be able to find these on our YouTube and all the rest of it, this series will run from mid-October 2022 through to the end of November 2022. So if you're listening to this in 5 years' time, you can go back and find those kind of things. And actually, if you're listening to this in 5 years' time, we want you to take a snapshot of Pastor San and just see how zen he actually is at that kind of point. But, man, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. And
thanks for elaborating with me.
Yeah. Are we elaborating?
We're elaborating. Yes. I believe we're collaborating whilst elaborating.
Whilst elaborating.
Yeah, and you can keep alliterating on the elaborating whilst collaborating if you want.
Well, I think elaborating came from our strategy, right?
Yeah.
So we're
elaborating. I see what you did with that. Go on. You have to tell them what the strategy is. What's the 5 E's?
Well, actually, we've added a sixth one.
Oh my goodness! Stop it.
Yeah. Well, they were experiences.
Yeah.
Experience, engage, equip, empower, and expand.
Expand, right?
But actually, Simon and I have been working on this behind the scenes because he's a great strategist. And he's not back there. But we figured out that we're starting with the experience. We're starting assuming that we have access to people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we realized that there's actually a space that we need to be tapping into, and we're calling that expose.
Oh.
So we expose ourselves to others and no.
Anyway, on that note, it's been great catching up on the Elaborators for the first time ever. Pastor Stan in the house. Simon, thanks for all of your help. God bless you. I hope you've enjoyed what we've done this time. I'm sure we'll get better at it and do some fun stuff, have some guests and all sorts of things. But that'll do for now.